WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When John McNaughton directed his first film, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, he couldn't have imagined that his gritty, low-budget shocker would lead directly to the big time. But Henry caught the attention of Martin Scorsese, who hired McNaughton to direct a new movie written by Richard Price, with an all-star cast, Robert De Niro, Bill Murray, and Uma Thurman. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Mad Dog and Glory.
The odds of making a fresh, cliché-free cop movie grow dimmer nearly every week, so I found myself perking up at the beginning of Mad Dog and Glory. This is a film about cops and malls and mobsters, but they're not your usual cops and malls and mobsters. For instance, there's Wayne, played by Robert De Niro. The gang at the precinct house jokingly calls him Mad Dog, because he's a timid loner who can't bear the thought of drawing a gun. Mostly he doesn't have to. Wayne's a police photographer, great at gathering and analyzing evidence, scared stiff when it comes to rough stuff. But one night he walks into the middle of a convenience store holdup, and though he doesn't have the nerve to shoot the crazed young robber, he does talk him into leaving, thus saving the life of an unusually surly shopper the thief has been holding at gunpoint. That shopper is Frank. And as Bill Murray plays him, he's an even more original creation than Wayne. Frank's a gangster, or as he prefers to call himself, an expediter. But that's not all. He's also a stand-up comic, and a psychoanalysis patient who takes his shrink's views very seriously. In fact, his shrink thinks he should show a little gratitude to the man who saved his life. And so Frank sends Wayne a very expensive present. Her name is Glory, and she's played by Uma Thurman. And when she arrives at his apartment, poor befuddled Wayne doesn't know what to do except to offer her a hot drink.
How's the coffee?
It's so rich, I can't believe it's instant.
Yeah, well, anyways, I have to go to work now.
So, I'll stay here?
Oh, this is my house, so,
I'm not gonna steal anything.
Look, what's Frank's phone number?
Talk to me before you talk to Frank, okay? Look, you saved his life. He wants me to be your friend for a week. That's all, I swear. I'm like a thank you present. I'm a 7-day singing telegram. I'm like one of those people that comes to your door in a gorilla suit with balloons, you know?
Okay. Stop. Look, I gotta get out of here. I work straight through the night. I come back 6:37 in the morning.
No problem.
The problem with so many Hollywood movies these days is that all the punch is in their premise. Once that's stated, the movie makers too often have nowhere to go. Mad Dog and Glory goes nowhere fast. When its three quirky characters are established, nobody seems to know what to do with them. Predictably, Wayne falls in love with Glory, and his love gives him more courage than he knew he had. But De Niro sabotages the characterization by bringing too much to it. He makes Wayne such a crabbed, inward-looking loser that he's almost scary. While the rest of the movie is saying he's shy, De Niro's performance is shouting he's demented. Uma Thurman delivers a lovely portrayal, but her character is so underwritten that it never begins to make sense. And Murray doesn't have enough to do. He's the most intriguing figure on the screen, yet mostly he's off it. Mad Dog and Glory is a fizzle. But there's a lesson in movie making to be learned from it. Quirkiness can be a good thing in a genre film, as long as it's not the only thing.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.